Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, singer and reality star Kerry Katona movingly talks about the moment she couldn't get up from the floor of her bathroom after her husband Brian McFadden from Westlife had left her for someone else, and he had told her in no uncertain terms that he didn't love her anymore. Hope you enjoy it. I slumped back against the bathroom wall and slid to the floor, crying my heart out. I was completely destroyed and heartbroken and felt like my life was over. I was only 25 years old, but was sure I'd failed as a woman, as a mother, and as a wife. My husband, the singer Brian McFadden, had left me for another woman. It was now 17 months since he had uttered the words that had ended my world. I don't love you anymore. But I couldn't get over him. Instead, despite sessions in rehab, I was sliding into another downward spiral and I couldn't find a way out. I was also starting to date a guy called Mark Croft, and I knew, deep down, he was bad news. Why didn't Brian want me? Why couldn't he still love me? I'd gone over and over and over those questions so many times in the past months, never finding an answer. All I had ever wanted was to get married and have a dad for my kids, with us all under the same roof. It was something I never had growing up, and was a thing I had always promised myself I would get right with my own family. And the fact that I hadn't, on top of the feelings of rejection, was destroying me. As I sat on the floor that night, I looked out the bathroom door at the hotel room I was staying in and cried even harder. Because I was staying in the Conrad Hotel in Chelsea Harbour in London, now called the Wyndham Grand, the same hotel where so much of my life with Brian had been played out. We had been together from the age of 19 till I was 24. It was the longest relationship I have ever had, and so many of our nights together happened in that hotel. But in particular, it was where both our babies had been conceived. Our two beautiful girls, Molly and Lily, both now growing up without their dad around. And I kept thinking, who is going to hold me at night for the rest of my life? Who will give me that supportive hug when I need it? Not that Brian was there that often in our marriage, between touring and recording commitments, while I was at home alone in our house in Ireland with the kids. But at least I'd believed he would always come back. I knew I was getting myself into a mess, and a night spent crying over the state of my life was not helping things. Then a little thought popped up in my mind. What if Brian is thinking the same thing? Maybe a bit of him regrets not giving our marriage and life with the kids another go. It had all ended so suddenly, back in 2004. At the time, I had known in my heart, whether he would admit it to himself or not, that the main reason he wanted out was how close he was getting to Delta Goodrum. He had been doing a duet with the Australian singer, and I remember him asking if I would go and meet her with him. I was doing the Loose Women TV show that day, so I couldn't. He went on his own, and when he came back, he kept saying, "She's a massive fan of yours, Kerry. She can't wait to meet you. She's beautiful." He just kept going on and on and on about her. Eventually, I asked straight out, "Do you fancy her?" But he said no.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, I've watched documentaries on his life since, which have shown footage of him and Delta in the studio at the time we were still together. She is so tall and slim and classy, compared to a small, curvy and gobby northern lass like me. No wonder he had fancied her. And the sexual tension between them was obvious. Even I, who really didn't want to see that, couldn't deny it. I was gobsmacked, but it was obvious there was absolutely nothing I could have done to have stopped the pair of them ending up together. That night in the hotel, I kept thinking, what if he had rushed into things with her too quickly? What if the early days of romance and sexual chemistry had worn off, and he was sitting there wishing he could get back with me and have our family back together again? And although I knew it was only a tiny chance, I decided to ring him. So I called his mobile and he answered, and I started crying all over again. I could hardly get myself together enough to get the words out, but finally I did. "Brian, we need to get back together," I sniffed. "Please, can't we have some kind of counselling? We can make this work." He sighed, "Kerry, it's too late. You'll be all right." I was desperate. "Please, Brian, the girls need you. I need you. Give us another chance. We have to make this work. We've got kids together. We should be a family." "Kerry, it's too late. I've moved on. I'm with Delta now. I don't love you. Goodbye." I slid down onto the bathroom floor, crying, broken and hysterical. I'd never felt so alone or so, so low. For me, that had been the last-ditch phone call, my final appeal for help and a chance to get my life back on track, and it had failed. So that was it. Game over. My mum, Sue, was in the next-door room, but I couldn't even turn to her for help. I was down in London because I had interviews to do, and she had come with me and brought a friend. But the three of us had gone out on a bender and ended up having a huge row when she tried to warn me off dating Mark. So I'd booked a separate hotel room from her, and we had gone to bed not talking. I sat there for the next few hours sobbing on my own. I don't think I've ever felt so miserable and lost in my life. How had everything that had seemed so right gone so horribly wrong? And I'll admit, as well as my pain over being left by the man I loved, there was an element of ego. No one wants their marriage to be a failure. But I think because of where I'd grown up in Warrington in Cheshire, I had an even stronger wish for it to succeed. No one else I'd been friends with from the town was going on to do anything. But there was me, off as an international pop star, and with the perfect pop star husband to top it off. With my position in the limelight, it felt like I had more to lose and even more to prove. So my embarrassment when I failed was worse because of it. I felt myself spiralling back to the old Kerry, away from my glamorous lifestyle, and I was desperate to stop it. Obviously, there were lots of extracts from Kerry Katona's topsy-turvy life and career that I could have chosen to narrate, as she has had her problems with drugs and multiple marriages. But I thought her story with Westlife's Brian McFadden was worth hearing about, as that's the narrative I remember her best for when they both started getting really famous at the beginning of their careers. What do you guys think? Let me know your thoughts on the Kerry Katona extract and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comments section or by posting to our Instagram at almostfamousthepodcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening, and remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.